Thank you, Jared, for that song. I think it's probably on a lot of our minds, thinking about what's going on in the world today and the events. So I think it's very fitting. This morning we're going to have Kyler Knepp is leaving for 6 weeks, I believe, on water program here this afternoon. So I'm going to give him a chance to share, maybe stand up and I think you've got a mic there. So stand up and share where you're going, what you're doing, whatever you know, and we'll have a time of prayer there. And also, I think it's very fitting for us to, I didn't figure Ed would make it here. Does anybody know that he's not coming today, is he? Ed, no. How's he? You were over there last night. How's he doing, Laverne?
I thought he seemed to be doing very well.
Okay. All right. And just, thinking of where he was at the beginning of this week and that he's home and doing well is just an absolute miracle. So I think we have a lot to be thankful for. So this time, Kyler, I'll let you share what you have there.
All right. So I'm going to be going on SMBI's water program. It is a world awareness training and evangelistic responsibility or something like that. I don't actually know a whole ton about what I'm going to be doing. First of all, I'm going to SMBI for a week of training. There's going to be, they said, some workshops, some training, basic training and stuff. And then July 1st, I believe, I'll be flying to Grenada, and I will be there for the entire month of July. And as far as what I'm going to be doing there, it said some children's ministry, some Bible studies, tract distribution, yada, yada. I don't know. Basically, I think it's going to be just living there with on the mission there and kind of living their daily life. So, yeah, I don't know a ton kind of going in blind. So I guess just pray for me as I travel out there and am gone, I guess. Just keep me in your prayers. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Tyler. That is a getting out of your comfort zone a little bit, I think. And into people that you don't know a lot of people there, I don't think, if I remember right. You just said you're really going where you don't know people. So let's just remember Kyler as he goes and as he shares there, wherever, and that he's might be a growing experience he might be a blessing to those he's working with there. So we want to remember him over the next month and a half. So why don't we stand together for prayer and just remember that. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before thee again this morning. We thank you again for your many blessings to us. We thank you for this opportunity to be together here this morning. And we Lord, we know that we're blessed in so many ways. And we just want to praise you and thank you for that. We pray for those that are suffering, those that are in war-torn countries, and Lord, you know the unrest and the things that are going on. Many fearful people living in fear. We just pray that you might be near to your people. Just help us to be faithful where you call us, to be your hands and feet, especially to pray for the needs. We want to especially pray for Kyler as he embarks on this journey this afternoon and the week of training and the month spent in Grenada. Just pray that you might bless him, bless his time there, bless the group there, the mission there where he's working. We just want to commit him to you and just pray that it might be a growing experience in his life and that he might be an encouragement to those he comes in contact with. We also want to thank you for the growth, the forward movement in Brother Ed's life, and we just pray that you might continue to grant healing there and might keep him from infections and that he might be able to to get this behind him and live life back to normal just for him. We just want to commit him to you. And we just thank you for the answered prayers. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of brotherhood and the caring. And we just pray that you might help us each to be faithful, to seek you. And Lord, we want to pray that we might be able to live quiet and peaceful lives, and that we might be able to just help us to use these blessings to your honor and glory and not just take them for granted or have the entitlement mentality, but to be faithful in the things that you give us and be good stewards. We just pray that you might be with us as we go throughout this service. Bless Brother Jonathan as he shares with the word with us. Just open our hearts to what you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So just a few thoughts here. I guess it's thinking of the time of the year, July 4th, and the emphasis. And I had to think of the John 18:36 there, where Jesus was before Pilate, and Jesus answered and said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." So making it clear that his kingdom was not of this world. And as we sang that song, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." You know, is that the way we really look at life? Is that the way we look at the things we have? You know, our Sunday school class is still going through that 500-year book and talking about some of the things that went on there in the Hutterites' lives. And, you know, they were blessed in so many ways. They were, the government looked at them with favorably, but that only went for so long. And then suddenly they were driven out, lost everything. That quickly, it was just everything changed. And it says in the one place there, they put their cloak on the ground and everybody put everything they had in it and all their goods and shared with those that had needs. You know, think about being in that kind of position, that kind of everything's gone. You know, these things that we have, these things that we just take for granted, that quick, it can all change and it can be gone. And that's for us here too, especially when we're looking at the shakiness of the situation that we're in now. So, where do we put our trust? I like the verse that the children said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." You know, we can put our trust in the Lord. I've got a few verses here. Maybe I'll give out if you'd want to read them. Jeremiah 17:15. Somebody take that. 17:15. Philippians 3:3. Isaiah 31:1. Psalm 146:3. And maybe I'll do one more yet. Proverbs 25:19. Okay, if you just read them, go ahead and read them in that order. Start with Jeremiah 17:15.
"Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord that it come?"
Was that Jeremiah 17:15? Okay, maybe I wrote the wrong reference down. It's supposed to have in there. The reference I wanted said, "Cursed be the man that trusteth in man," and that's not in that.
Verse 5.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Philippians 3:3.
God in spirit and rejoice in Jesus Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
Okay. Isaiah 31:1. The last one, Proverbs 25:19.
Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth, and it will have a tooth.
Okay. So just verses that show, bring it out clearly who we should put our trust in. Our trust should be in God, not in man, not in chariots, not in horses, not in other kingdoms, not in the military, but in God, in the one that is in control. 1 Timothy 2:1-4. I'd like to read that. You're welcome to just listen, or if you want to turn there. This is where Paul gives us exhorts us to pray. 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So here he exhorts us to pray that we would be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. When we think when we go see the displays, the fireworks displays and things, you know, it's impressive. But when you think of what it's resembling, and you think of what if we're in a country where we're fearing that something's going to come shooting in over us, you know, that takes away that there's no glamour there. It's a fearful thing, and it's terrifying. And there's a lot of people in that position right now that are terrified of what may be coming in. And, you know, if it ever happens here, we might not know it ahead of time. I mean, it could happen that quickly. So I think we need to be careful to keep our focus on, you know, this world is not my home. And that we don't get too involved in those kind of things, and be careful. In closing here, if you'll turn with me to Romans 8, I'm just going to read these verses. A few verses out there, 26 to 28, 35 to 38. So Romans 8, very familiar verses. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are at the called according to his purpose. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, what a blessing, what a promise, and what words of comfort that we can trust that nothing can separate us from the love of God.